T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1.
Family confrontations are never, ever easy. And that is what is on the table this morning for Brenda in Sandy Springs. Hey, Brenda.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for bringing this to group therapy this morning. The friends are listening. What can we help you with, Fran?
I feel like a bad sister for saying this, but I am at my wit's end and I kind of need some help. My sister is a total mooch. She never takes care of her own kids. She hogs our mom. Our mom is an awesome grandma. She always steps up to help us with both our kids, but my sister kind of abuses it. She is always just going out and getting drunk, and she's with her boyfriend. She gets her nails done. She's just always hungover in the morning too, and then she calls my mom to take care of her children. So it's infuriating. I get really upset, and it happens all the time, when I actually need my mom to help with my son for work reasons, or I cannot find a sitter and it's something serious. She's never available because she's already booked with my sister.
So, oh, that is so frustrating.
Yeah. I don't know if I should approach her about this. Like, my sister, I feel like she might get mad, or let my sister get away with being a slacker mom. I don't know.
So does your mom know that she is getting used too much? Like, is your mom aware of the situation that she's being used?
I think she does. But she loves her grandkids so much, she always says yes. She wants to be around them. She wants to hang around them.
Brenda, how long has this been going on, or how old are your sister's kids?
3 and 2.
3 and 2, so they're young.
Okay. So your question for group therapy this morning is, should you confront your sister, like have a sit-down talk with her about it?
Right.
Okay. 404-263-0941. Brenda, I'm sure you're not the only one who's ever been in this situation where, you know, the tug of war over the grandparent help. You know, if there's multiple kids and multiple sets of grandkids, I'm sure this has happened before. And maybe somebody's gone through this and come out on the other side. 404-263-0941. If you've got any advice for Brenda this morning, should her sister be able to just keep mooching off their mom whenever she wants? Or should she confront her sister and sit her down and say, yo, you are abusing mom's, you know, kindness and grace that she's offering you, all this free babysitting?
Right. I would confront my sister. I would stress my mom out. I would just go ahead and confront my sister. Your mom has already raised you, ladies. She's already raised her kids. Now she's raising grandbabies. Take some of the stress off your mama. It's retirement. Let her enjoy her life.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brenda, I'm sure we can get you some help on this. 404-263-0941. Friends, join us now on your opinion. What can Brenda do in this situation? Her sister keeps hogging grandma. We want to hear from you on the text line as well. 51539. Your opinions are next with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Your friend Brenda in Sandy Springs could use your advice this morning. 404-263-0941. What would you do in her situation? Hey, Brenda, if somebody's just jumping into the conversation, can you get them up to speed?
My sister just always takes advantage of our mom because she just gets drunk and always runs errands or gets her nails done and leaves her kids with my mom. And I'm just wanting to see if I should confront her about mooching off our mom whenever she wants.
And Brenda also said that your mom's not available when you actually need her for work reasons and stuff like that.
Right.
All right. Well, right. Curtis exactly. says you got to sit down and confront her. But Alyssa in Atlanta, you have a different opinion on this. Welcome to Group Therapy.
Hi. Well, my opinion is that it really seems like your sister's going through something. If she's waking up hungover all the time, it doesn't really seem like she wants to be present in the situation. So maybe sit down with her and have an empathetic conversation. Maybe say, hey, you know, I noticed that something has been going on and you've been doing this to our mom and whatever. But instead of making it accusatory, I think maybe it seems that she needs someone to sit down who's trustworthy and really kind of figure something out with her.
I think that's a great piece of advice. And I lean towards what Alyssa just said. I mean, I feel like she is still your family. And it sounds like you've got life together a little bit more than she does, and she probably needs your mom more.
But she's still making time to get some acrylic coffin-shaped nails, though, right? And go shopping?
Yeah, I mean, it does sound, I mean, you're not wrong there. The priorities sound a little messed up.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to prioritize that. You're taking up too much of mama's space. If I have kids and you know, and I'm having... You know, I may be called at work because I'm sick and I need mom to watch my kids, but she's too tired of watching my kids because she's tired from watching yours all the time. No, I have a major problem with that. I would confront my sister.
51539 is the Jen and Friends text line.
Kim said, happened to me. You need to have the conversation with your sister. It will not be easy, but it needs to be done. Another text coming in from Jennifer. Your mom knows you and your sister better than anyone else. Talk to your mom, not your sister.
Okay. But see, mom, I feel like it's just going to be put in this guilty situation because Brenda was saying mom loves the grandkids, right? She's going to love the grandkids equally and wants to help out in this situation, but she is getting used a little bit.
I feel bad for Brenda because I think it's too late. The sister doesn't know any better at this point because she's shown dominance. You said the oldest was the kids were 3 and 2. No one's confronted her about this for the past 3 years or however long grandma's been watching the kids. So the sister doesn't know any better. The sister has shown that she is the dominant sister in this relationship.
Oh, wow.
Oh, now see.
Thought about it like that.
See, the sister does know better. She's just taking advantage of granny.
But no one said anything to her, though. The sister hasn't said anything.
I'm going to speak up now.
Grandma hasn't said anything to her, and it's been 3 years of this. So they're comfortable. They have a routine now. I've got grandma on speed dial whenever I want her.
Melanie in Decula, welcome to Jen and Friends. You're on with Group Therapy. What would you tell Brenda in this situation?
Hey, yeah, I just want to tell Brenda that I think the best thing they need to do is start with the sister first and just have a conversation that comes from a place of love and be like, hey, I just want to be transparent with you. And I come from a place of love because I'm concerned and I'm noticing patterns, and talk to her about how the situation is just not good and that there possibly is something, like you were talking about, underlying going on, and get to the root of it and just talk about it from a place of transparency and love. And they're going to have to storm before they norm. I mean, this is going to be a rocky conversation for sure. Yeah.
Nicole in Brookhaven is here with some really great advice. Hey, Nicole.
So I live with an alcoholic, and I can just tell you right now, there's no sitting down and talking to her sister. Her mom is in a codependent relationship with her sister right now. Her mom's not going to be able to see it. Her mom really needs to go to AA, start understanding what's going on with the relationship, and then her sister needs to go to rehab. Trust me, been there, done that. They need a lot more professional help than just this being a minor annoyance.
That's a really great perspective. Thank you so much, Nicole. That's what group therapy is all about, is like your life experience and sharing that to help somebody else through whatever it is that they're going through.
And Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.